Undercover Carson, Secret Agent. Operation Death Ray, an assignment in Rio.
The carnival had started, and Sir Giles and I joined the spectators and revelers, not knowing where to start looking for the all-knowing Charco, nor the Cossack, the dancing scientist who held the last clue to the secret of the death ray. But being an admirer of Fecarelli's lovely leg seemed likely to pay dividends, because I spotted her as a masked Spanish dancer. In a state of terror, she told us to leave her, and insisted that we were too late, that Charco had already extracted what he wanted from the Cossack. Then Angelo's nephew proved that he was going to be of great assistance after all. He'd persuaded his relatives and his uncle's acquaintances to help us, and they had spotted a strangely abandoned Cossack dancer and noted that he spoke in a different tongue. This was the Cossack, all right. But hardly had Sir Giles and I started talking to him than he broke off in a cry of pain. There was a poisoned dart in his back.
We'll have to be quick, Carson.
Yes, sir, Sam. Someone's gone for first aid, man.
Yes, they seem to think he's nearly collapsed.
I am finished. It is Charco.
Listen, my friend. How could we find this Charco? Where's his headquarters?
I cannot tell you.
Oh.
For these many years, I have been but interested in avoiding him.
But tell us, your information on the death ray. Charco hasn't got it yet?
He has. Last night.
Then we are beaten.
He breaks his promise. He says that if I tell all, then no harm would come to me. Breaks his promise.
You told him all you knew?
All, my friend. Too much, perhaps.
Too much? How so?
Charco will discover. We'll discover.
But isn't there something you can give us? Some way to follow him, ferret him out?
Ask the flyer.
The flyer?
The flyer.
Carson!
Charco chalked up another killing, I'm afraid, sir. Yeah, but we'd better get out of here. Police and so forth pushing through.
Seems callous to leave a man like this.
But we must.
Yes, of course, of course. It's on our way. But young Angelo...
It seems to have vanished. But come on. Round this corner. Hurry.
I think we might pause here in this alleyway.
No chance of the carnival crowd suddenly streaming down here, sir?
No, Carson.
Now, where's young Angelo?
You said he'd just finished.
So, sir, but... Well, let's hope he can look after himself. What a treacherous brute this Charco turns out to be. But ask the flyer.
Obviously, he means Carl Schmidt, the fellow who brought all these six scientists and their secret out from Europe.
And Schmidt was one of Charco's earliest victims. That's if we label Charco with all deaths caused by the poisoned darts.
So we're still groping.
But Fecarelli's latest stunt calls for a moment's thought. She tells us that Charco has gleaned all from the Cossack.
Yet we're inclined to the view that she tells us that to warn us off, to persuade us that we might just as well give up.
So... But apparently she's joining in with the revelers in the hope of getting at Charco herself.
I think I get your meaning, old fellow. Charco's threatening her, and he's obviously boasted that he now has everything he wants.
So, sir.
Yet at the same time, that bewildering young lady is determined to get as much information as possible for the freelance group she's with.
Exactly, sir. And that would account for the change in her carnival costume, for the mask she was wearing.
Yes, it does all fit in. But I'm starting to wonder now what sent young Angelo off like that. Perhaps, Carson, we should return to the apartment. That's the prearranged rendezvous, if by any chance we should be parted.
Now then, let's get back there. Besides, we must keep an eye on the fair Helena. Helena Jansen had long been a puzzle with her cold beauty, her distant manner. But now we knew why she was in South America. Conducting an antique business in Rua de Uvidor, yet getting little apparent joy out of life. My former school chum, Roger Derville, was her brother, a brother for whom she had a deep affection in spite of his many erring ways. But now she'd broken with him, and Sir Giles had offered her sanctuary in his spacious Copacabana apartment. She was deeply concerned at all we told her.
How I wish I could do something, and how I regret not having helped you in the past.
Yes, we understand, Helena.
But how could I have so blindly protected Roger when he's so worthless?
You've done your best by him.
Yes, Miss Jensen, you've done far more than was expected of a sister, however adoring. Ah, that sounds like the knock of our new Angelo. I'll let him in.
Ah, it is you.
Excellency, you will forgive me if it seems that I deserted both yourself and Senor Carson.
Great heavens, we're not in the least annoyed. But come along inside.
Many thanks, Excellency.
We felt sure there was a good reason for the way you vanished so suddenly.
I attempt to find the one who fires the poison dart.
Did you, by Jove?
And I believe it is someone who is dressed in a great costume with a highness upon his head.
Highness upon his head?
That sounds like the fantastic costume of one of the mummers.
See, that is the name.
Of course. And that will give the blighter every chance to conceal a blowpipe. Miniature, of course. Not one of these 6-foot-long affairs. But go on, young man. What then?
Unfortunately, Excellency, I am unable to reach this person. Others descend upon me, and it is only with the assistance of the good spirits and some of my relatives that I manage to break free.
Then if the mummer was Chaco, he's got a bodyguard ready and waiting.
Howsoever, Sir Giles, this seems too good a lead to ignore. Perhaps Angelo and I could go out searching for this particular mummer.
And one of you collect a poison dart? We all know that this Chaco intends to dispose of the opposition.
And he's ruthless, Bruce. Even Roger kept telling me that.
But we'll deck ourselves out in a costume of some kind. You said, Sir Giles, that you took part with the revelers in the past.
Oh, yes. And there are some costumes poked away somewhere.
And let's drag them out and dress ourselves up. Pronto. Well, Carson becomes a Negro footman. Young Angelo, a white-faced clown.
Yes, you have been resourceful, old fellow.
Would you recognize us, Helena?
No, Bruce, I don't think so.
That's a strange look you're giving me.
I'm still concerned. It seems such a terrible risk.
Precisely,
but it's a chance to get close to that mummer.
And I will be alert to protect Senor Carson, even as my uncle always was, Excellency.
And you're being just as helpful. But if you must try this, you must. Good luck to both of you. Miss Jensen and I will be waiting anxiously.
Senor Carson, at first each one of these mummers seems the same. And then I think he is the one. And then when we approach, I perceive again that I am mistaken.
There's another one looming through a break in the crowd now, Angelo, you see?
No.
That's another that's not.
Forgive me if I distress you, Senor.
No, I don't think that. You're doing your best, I know it.
Now that the light of the day commences to dim, it makes the task more difficult.
It's impossible, old chap. We've been out since morning, and now night's coming on. We'll get back to the Davenport apartment for a spell.
Now, finish that drink, Carson, and don't be so dejected.
I'll be dreaming about mummers.
Drink it off.
Don't be stubborn, Bruce.
Oh, well, here's luck.
Now, Carson, we've been waiting anxiously for you. Miss Jensen has been extremely helpful in your absence.
Well, how so?
I mentioned that flyer business again. I kept thinking that it referred to the late Carl Schmidt.
Well, doesn't it?
Not necessarily. Tell me what you think, my dear.
Very well, Sir Giles. Bruce, could not this flyer be that American?
Herman Nagel?
Yes.
Great Lucifer, you're right. Nagel knows Chaco's hideout. And that would account for his strange conduct in the past.
Just what I thought, Carson.
Then we have a chance, slender though it may be. We must find Herman Nagel. The point was how to contact him. We drove down the bay to where his seaplane was normally moored. He wasn't there. We left Angelo on watch and returned to the apartment. A tense night passed. Monday broke and wore on, with the carnival tempo still increasing.
This business of waiting around, Carson, most frustrating. You will forgive me, Miss Jensen, if I appear a bit abrupt.
Sir Giles, I understand perfectly.
You're being a great comfort to us in this very difficult crisis, my dear.
Oh, I only wish I could do more.
Without your cooking, we'd be gasping for want of nourishment.
Well, one has to do something to pass the time.
4 o'clock, eh? Soon there'll be another day gone. I hate to admit that I'm beaten, Carson, but that may be young Angelo now. I'll take it. Hello?
Howdy.
I beg your pardon?
I understand you want to get in touch with me.
Oh, is that...
Nagel.
Nagel, why...
Allow me, Sir Giles.
Very well, Carson.
Carson here, Nagel.
Howdy.
Look, we're most anxious to get in touch with you.
I gathered from this new man, Franny, you've got. Caught him snooping and forced it all out on him.
Yeah, and that's how it is.
But making money is my business, Carson, and I need it right now, because I aim to get out fast from under. So if you'll get down to the moorings and meet my price, maybe I can do business.
And the price, Nagel?
We'll do the wrangling when you get here. But make it fast. Be seeing you.
Pronto, Nagel. Pronto. Did you follow, Sir Giles?
I did indeed.
No time to waste.
No, but I insist upon coming with you, just in case there's a trap of some kind.
And Nagel deals with all kinds, yet he's no double-crosser.
Yet I insist upon coming. You'll pardon us, Miss Jensen, but this seems to be a lead that gives us fresh hope.
All right, both of you. I ain't going into details how I know these things, why I'm offering you this proposition. You take it or leave it. $5,000 Yankee dollars.
$5,000?
I'm risking my neck, Carson.
To touch for a moment upon the sort of details, you can take us to the hideout of a person called Chaka.
I can and I will, provided...
We provide the $5,000. It shall be done.
Now, time's the thing, Sir Giles.
I've a nest egg for such emergencies. Come along, back to the apartment.
Now, hold on a tick. You're ready to leave any time, Nagel?
Sure, I'll be here, waiting.
Oh, we'll be back.
We trust him, Carson?
I'll take a risk on that, sir.
Yes, I suppose we must.
Through this warehouse. That's the quickest way to the car.
Yes, of course.
One moment, gentlemen.
Well, my old school chum.
What the deuce are you doing here, Deauville?
You'll notice I have two guns. One for each of you.
But, old chap, you wouldn't do anything unkind of a fellow who wears the same old school tie.
The situation is beyond my control, Carson. I'll be frank with you. Charco's dumped me. And it seems I've no chance now to collect anything on the death ray for my, principal.
Then what's all this melodrama about?
If we can't get the secret, no one gets it. To use a term I picked up in the States, I'm rubbing you out.
Roger Deauville had that sort of a mind when we were at school together. If he couldn't have a thing, then he'd attempt to destroy it so that no other lad could lay hands on it. And so, on the verge of setting out to Charco's hideout, we were in danger of bowing out of Operation Death Ray.